Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The 10th-ranked Indiana Hoosiers took 2 out of 3 from their rivals Purdue over the weekend at Bart Kauffman Field and did so in dramatic fashion to win the series yesterday as Logan Kalitha, the junior from Michigan City, hit a 2-run walk-off home run in the 13th inning to give Indiana the win and the series victory. Chris Lemonis and the Hoosiers didn't get off to a flying start in the series clinching game, found themselves trailing 5-1, but liked how his bullpen got him out of trouble.
We struggled the last 2 days getting started, but once we got to Cal there, I thought Cal really slowed the game down for us, and we were able to bang away and get back in the ballgame.
Him and Matt Lloyd combined for an excellent performance, not allowing any runs and allowing Indiana to get back in the game.
Well, that's our biggest strength of our team is our depth. And that's as a game goes on like that on a Sunday, we're running out Cal Kruger, Matt Lloyd. I mean, I got B.J. Sable done pitch on the weekend, and he's been as good as anybody. I mean, that's one of the strengths of our team, and I think our players too. I mean, we're putting in. I mean, who's bringing Jeremy Houston in off the bench to make those plays? I mean, that's one of the keys for us. Hard for me to manage sometimes because you're trying to keep them happy, but, they've played really well.
The Hoosiers, they were resilient both on the mound and at the plate. They turned a 5-1 deficit into a 5-5 tie after Scotty Bradley homered in the 7th. Indiana never quits.
That's the trademark of this group. We did it last year because we lost so many games late, and then we won a lot of games late this year. I think it's just older, mature, and a good bullpen. Lets you keep playing and fighting in those games. And we're pretty offensive, so I think they all thought somebody was going to hit a home run starting about the 8th inning, and they were swinging for it, but somebody finally got it. But it's a pretty offensive group.
The 10th-ranked Hoosiers moved to 3-2 in Big Ten play and welcome Indiana State on Tuesday night and Northwestern on the weekend. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
27-year-old Patrick Reed is a first-time major champion as he slipped on the green jacket Sunday evening after winning the 82nd Masters Tournament. Reed played in the final group with Rory McIlroy. Reed had a 3-shot lead, but it was McIlroy who was the favorite as he was looking to complete the career Grand Slam. Ricky Fowler, John Rahm, and even Jordan Spieth made an appearance on Sunday, pushing Reed to the limit.
The way those guys played towards the end, you know, with Jordan shoots a 64 today, and Ricky going to shoot 67, having to go shoot under par on my final round, your first major to win, it was hard.
Reed entered the week ranked 24th in the world, but wasn't considered one of the favorites because he just hadn't had much success around Augusta National Golf Club, never posting any rounds below 70. His first three this week were all in the 60s. That's how he had a 3-shot lead, but that wouldn't mean Sunday would be easy.
To win your first majors is never going to be easy, and it definitely wasn't easy today. I mean, I knew it was going to be a dogfight, and you know, it's just a way of God basically saying that let's see if you have it. Everyone knows you have it physically, you know, with the talent, but do you have it mentally? Can you handle those ups and downs throughout the round?
Usually when you talk about ups and downs with Reed, you're talking about his fantastic short game, and it was on display on Sunday. His final round, 71, saw him post 15 under, 273, to beat Ricky Fowler by 1 shot. But it wasn't as comfortable as the final score might look, as Reed needed a 4-footer on 18 to avoid a playoff.
Every time you think about it as a kid growing up, it's always, you know, this putt's to win a green jacket, this putt's to win the Masters. And I think that's just because of the history and everything that's gone on here at Augusta National and how, you know, special it is to all the golfers and special it is to just golf in general around the world.
Reed sank that final putt and becomes the 4th consecutive first-time Masters champion. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.